Onye mmadụ na Naịjirịa na nwere ike inwe that many 100 million naira karịa n'ọnwa gara aga. Ọ bụ eziokwu na ọbịa m na-ekwu, anyị amaghị na ego kwụrụ ọkụ 100 million na-efụta taa. Ọ rụfọrọ ọgụ mma anyị ndị anyị chesị na ịfat ka mota adịwa ịgbalị mejite n'ihe ụ. But the time we know what is happening, as I buy a ticket, 100 million. Take a 50 million, take a 200 million. Everybody is in pressure. Everybody wants to leave. But not everyone really wants to fit into the possibilities of leadership. And that is the key. I rely to make the journey what I think a momentum that the guy in a chocolate. Everybody wants to lead. Everybody wants to be at the head. Everybody wants to be honored to be the leader and the person in charge. But when it comes to responsibility, very, very few are ready for the responsibility. And that is why we are where we are. That is why the theme of our conference, Nemeka Emana, says, if you want to be the leader of your home, if you've been assigned to give to be the leader, if you want to share that position that must have been assigned to you, you must be ready to pay the price, to fulfill the obligation and responsibility. And that is important. I want to believe here that I'm doing the cajun. Ndi no le na ebe a ga to IBC nke zuru na ha weli akelu. Onye o ga ma sit ko onye na ka o pro the charge of your family 100% ko weli akelu. Abdina de wata ide. Abdina o ni wala ona denna. Onye no na ebe a na to ka o pro ya ga no ni isi nke zuru lo ya weli akelu. Ọdịnala ụtọ bụ ya dịka ndị kọkọlis. Ịnwere n'ebe nwoke na ọ ga-amasị ịbụ bụ onye isi nke ezinụlọ gị were aka elu anya ilogbu. O nwere ndị ka na-ele m anya ka ekpo. Anyị niile eji m aka ma ndị na-ewelitere aghọta onwe anyị dịka adịghị were. Ọ bụ n'ezie. Ọ dịghị onye na-achọghị ịbụ onye isi nke ezinụlọ. Ọ dịghị onye na-achọghị ịdị chaj. Ọ dị ebe ụlọ ọkụwa n'ụka. Ọ dị ebe a na-ekọ akala. Ị maa ụlọ ọmụma mbụ nna nke ezinụlọ a. Ị maa ụlọ ọmụma dị nwaanyị nwatakịrị. Ị maa ụlọ onye ọbụla chọrọ ka ọ bụrụ ya mbụ. Ọ dịghị ihe ọjọọ dị n'ime ya. Ma ihe dị mkpa bụ na onye ọbụla ga-anọ n'isi ga-akwado onwe ya ime ihe ịnọ n'isi chọrọ. Unu ogwerekwe? Kedu ihe bishọp gwara anyị kemgbe abalị abụọ na anyịsi biko na ọ dịghị mma na nwee Tọzde. Ọ dịghị mma abịa n'ụlọ ajọ gịnị? Ndị nna, ọ dịghị mma abịa n'ụlọ ajọ gịnị? Ọ dịghị mma bịa sị ọdịkwadị nwoke. Ọ dịghị mma abata n'ụlọ mmiri ajọ sị bịa ọdịkwadị nwoke nọ ya. Ọ dịghị mma abịa n'ụlọ asị nwaanyị wee ịhụ n'otu onye gị mgbe mee na ngịrị. Mee ngịrị. Nwaanyị ahụtala ụlọ oche ojide nwa mee n'ụlọ oche ojide dị dị. Anya mpịa ikele ọhụ anya niile. Ọ bụ na nwoke ndị ndụ n'ụlọ ebe a. Adị m eji unu. Ọ bụ na nwoke ndị ndụ. Dịka mkpọdụ na-akọ onye a n'ọkwara mbụ. N'otu nwokorobịa bịara na-enye onyinye na vileji flag inye onyinye ndị niile ụmụ nwaanyị diwela adịghị atọta ịnụ onyinye. Otu nwaanyị nwere ike apụtawa. Ndị hụrụ ya maka ịnọ nga kasị biko enye ihe nke adịghị ndị ọbụla. Ndị ihe ndị iche na onye na-enweghị n'ogbe. Ndị okpukpere ha nyere ladu n'ụlọ. Ndị ya tụrụ ogbe ya tụrụ anyị ofe ka nwa onye ihe nsiri ike ha ndị nwaanyị na-enweghị ndị ya Chineke. Ọ gara ka anụ ahụ ndị nwaanyị na-eweta ya sị ya na-abụ ngere ka ọ dị n'ọbụ ndụ. Ụnụ ndị nọ ndị ga. Ọ gaghị dị mma bịado n'ụlọ. Nwaanyị ada aga ka a ga-asị na njiri mere. Ka a ga-asị aga ka ịda adụkwado. Ndị nwoke nọ n'ụlọ a. Ọ dịghị mmadụ ezinụlọ ị nọ. Ka ajọ ka anyị lee anya na mmalite dịka okwu Chineke gwara anyị na Jenesis. Isi nke mbụ amaokwu nke iri abụọ na isii. Jenesis isi abụọ n'ihi obi a ga-enwe ike akọ ndị abụọ akọ anyị ma ụfọdụ n'ime ha anyị ga-aghọta.
zinachisisi mbambo kukiri ya buwa nisi kachine kese kaini kemi madu na kene.
Now I want us to understand God said, let us create man in our own image. The word here is not let us create mankind. It's not mankind. The man there is male man.
When they were there, Papa, can you say man to walk in a wine? Can you say man to know ye?
The man to be a woman.
Stubborn.
Man. Not mankind.
You're going to walk in a wine.
It's man. Let us create man in our own image.
So what God created in his image is what?
Man.
Man, not mankind.
That is important, we understand that.
Now when we read Genesis chapter 2 verse 7,
then we saw now how also man was created. Also in a teenager where I can call boy, yeah, okay,
man, not mankind.
Man,
the male, not mankind at this point.
Male was what God created in his image.
It's what God gave the breath of life.
It's the man, not mankind.
All we learn in Bible and Genesis chapter 2 verse 18,
come on in there.
Kachineke si n'ọdịghị mma ka ihe a ya kere n'oyiyi ya, ihe a ya ji aka kpụọ ịnọ naanị ya.
Onye agbọsọ kwuru.
Onye asị na ọdịghị mma ịnọ naanị ya, o mewala exist before that time or not?
Ana m ejụ ajụjụ, o mewala exist?
Before that time, man has already been created.
Ọwụ akọ bishọp na-akọ onye agbọsọ kwuru anyị.
Was chapter 2 verse 18, Kachineke ọdịghị mma. What I know now, I will not be able to know the author in the academy. The character I know, young wife, now she has the rules of the capital. What I'm a man who needs no more.
I'm not just a new room working one by one. Madame Moddy, okay, for what I had, and then I name the book. I was a more quality in the area of what he came at 3 and a half. Are you getting the point?
Ahụ nwoke nọ n'ụlọ, dị mmadụ fụ ahụ mgbe ọ bụ anụmanụ.
Chineke abịa sị, ọ dịghị mma ihe nọ naanị ya.
That was the introduction of women into the creative process of God.
Anyị na-ekwu ọnụ ịdị anya.
The point I'm making so far is God created the man, the male, from the sand. And I am the problem. I am going Genesis chapter 2. I lie in verses 21 and 23. Then we see how the woman was made.
Oh, but I am a couple of things. Naturally, I'm going to go on a tap and I'm going to go away.
What a balloon, a clue. To make a demo operation.
Where put a wine? Oh, but I am a comma.
About a Bible.
Oh, yeah, Bible. Oh,
yeah, Bishop.
I'll put a Bible. Oh, yeah, Bible.
Oh, put you again. The man was the only one created. The woman was formed from the man. God passion created the man from dust. Out of the man, he brought out the obelisk. That is the fact. The creation of God was the man. From the man, the woman was made with an activity, with a responsibility. Now, when we read back Genesis 1:26, God gave us reason why he created the man, so that the man will have dominion over everything created. The male, not the female, not the mankind. The only being that God created to have dominion over everything created is who? Is who?
Okay.
What have I created to have dominion over everything created? A woman came to support the man to do what? To have dominion, to fulfill what that God has given to the man. He's been echoing this for years now, but that is the truth. So why should I take it? Why should I take it? Why you make me take it? Come on, the guy who put it on Genesis 2, 21 to 23, I now hope for my how God met the woman. It's so clear. I don't even know, but we should have done, but we won't go home. Yes, no, that is a hand. I have what I'm saying? A hand. The a hand was not just a hand, no, no. The body of the man made some move that made the man to believe yes. Because before this time, every animal has been presented to the man. Or they came out of the house. And there was this woman. We try to hear about the most of us. But the boy is a little bit of a little bit of a Ini pun mereka dia dia kehola kari abah ni. Abu lejuk. Abu tu si jibu ama bute. Mau sombia pada pasal kehola bila mau sini tu. Ini baca kiri dua mat. Ini baca apa mau sini continue. Adam tu eh. What is what one of the creator sees, the woman did, and that continues. Where are we going to? Now even at Genesis chapter 3, Mbemadu Mehele Chineke, and I'm gonna now verse 16. Iwe wewe chineke. Ye puzo chetra wine. The duty you perform is not the duty I gave you to perform. Genesis 3:16. Now, when you know the work is all good, or do I know love? Be with that, you were to make the onion bowl with the onion for the woman. I called you to help this man, not to make him to disobey. We are not preaching about the women. This is men's conference. But you have to know, we have a camera cover that God came back at the end of that verse. This is the one. Hey, you may have been for what I am. Can you go to that? Never dig in on Kakinagade. Kakinagade, you away at Yamagade. You away at that. I think it is there. Your desire to be on your husband, and he shall rule you. Get back to where I put you. I'm not about the women today. But for the man to understand that being in control was what God has asked us to be and continues to be. And that's very important. And then when God came down to the man, God told the man the reason why he is getting his punishment. Genesis 3:17. God did not say, he did not start with for eating the fruit. He didn't even say for disobeying me. God said, I am punishing you, Mr. Man, for doing what? Come on, what is for doing what? Genesis 3:17. Can we see it? God said also to my word, because thou had what? Hearken to the voice of who? You know what the Bible says? I'm not punishing you for any reason again. The reason for your punishment is you have listened to your wife. Not just listening to your wife, that's the reason there. Against what I asked you to do. Are we on the same page? Are we on the same page? Not necessarily you shouldn't have listened to your wife. It's your love, you should. But it must be a listening that will be in line with what? What I have asked you to do. And the punishment came down on the man. What are we trying to say? We live in a world today. Where we live in a man-dominated world, chauvinism, and all that.
Una nola da ne kuya. Na wae bi na woko ma ti ni le. Omo wae ko tra poda ka na ko do tuwa. Wae su du du wo du men bi everything men. Men are
God created his world to be ruled by which gender? Which gender? Which gender? Man to dominate, to rule, to be in charge. For everything God created, the male, the man, is the only representative that God puts on the earth. Yem ne kubiko anedaya. Yem ne kubiko anedaya. If you are not comfortable with that, go and iron it out with God.
That's nothing like ultimatum. Men dominated. Yes, men must dominate every activity of this earth if such activities must be in line with the will of God. And that's important. Therefore, what we read from 1 Timothy 5, verse 18 is not new. It's not a new rule. That's why I'm going from Genesis. When we read Ephesians 5, what Paul tells us is not something new. It's in line with how God created his world, what his plan was. Submit to this, do that, love your wife, attract, love the church. It's nothing new. That's God's original intention from creation, from Genesis chapter 1. Take it now. That word God has planned. It's not something new. It's not a New Testament thing. It's not a Pentecostal thing. It's not an Anglican thing. It's what God has originally planned. That this world must be dominated by who? By who? By the man. And the woman has to support this man to make sure that the man dominates the entire created world by God. So when Paul writes through Timothy as we're taking our test, if any man does not provide for his family, especially for his immediate family, that person has denied the faith. Which faith? Which faith? Is it what Jesus thought and is talking about? Not necessarily. It is the faith that began from Genesis chapter 1. When you don't provide, when you don't dominate, you as a man, when we fail to dominate, we are denying God's original purpose of creating us. It's not a choice you and I have, whether to or not. It's not a choice our wives have, whether they allow us or not. It's not a choice our children may have. It's not a choice any culture may have. It's not a choice the society may have. Social, whatever you call it. It is a God-given responsibility. He didn't create us for any other thing than to dominate. Are you with me? Are you with me? What the Bible tells us, that the man was not created for the woman. But which one? But the woman for the... You know what the Bible says? Clearly. So that he will fulfill his duties. So we must understand. Therefore, people of God, just like our test began, we have a responsibility wisely to the wide society. Again, the Bible is one of the things that not last, and you last, but you know what I'm saying. When you want to go to the Bible, I have Jesus. It is so important we understand that as people of God, God has given you, the man, free ticket to dominate. When you don't,
you are denying the reason why God created you and says you are worse than an infidel.
Because people who don't believe in God understand their responsibilities.
If they do, why wouldn't you, person who says that you believe in God?
And that's so important. Therefore, as we said, the major ability you have as a man is the key word that I also used in that text, which we used yesterday. That word is
provide. That word is what? That word is what? Provide.
You must provide. We look at what we do provide yesterday. We look at different angles today. But the key is you must provide. But the summary of what you must provide is dominance.
It's what?
It's what? Dominance. He cannot take it. He cannot under you as they are under God. As far as what the animal is concerned, the physical God here, Ahu, the man. No challenge. Remember what I said. Every man will like to be in charge. But it's not about being in charge. It's being able to fulfill the responsibilities. Otherwise, you'll be denying the faith. You'll be denying God who made you who you are. Therefore, we must provide. What are we talking about in practical terms? Our political arena in Nigeria is filled with corruption. Is that true? I was trying to get a worse word, but that's just what I can remember. We all know what it is. There is corruption in Nigerian political affairs because, of course, that political environment is rightly dominated by who? By who? By me. What is it? And the word that I am. Nigerian political environment is dominated by men. Is that true? Is that true? And because those men are not providing what they should provide, that's why there is corruption everywhere. And now women are taking cue. I don't know there's never been a woman, a minister, who has been so much found guilty of so much corruption. That's never happened, right? Has that ever happened? Huh? I'm not hearing any mess. I don't want to hear any mess, but I'm just trying to think loud a little bit.
Women are now following, which is right if they follow, because their duty is to do what?
To do what?
Follow the men.
So they're following very rightly.
There's no truth in our social life, no honesty, little godliness, because yes, the men are dominating as they should, but are dominating negatively with falsehood, with ungodliness, and that's why it is everywhere.
So if the society must be what God wants it to be, Nigeria in particular, Abia specifically, to be what it is, every man here must, yes, continue to dominate, but we must dominate as Christian men.
Let me tell us one thing. There will never be a day that women will take up 100% of leadership of anywhere. It's not going to happen. Many of the women, it will never happen. It's never God's plan. It's not going to happen.
Men will continue to dominate, for that is their right. But if men continue to dominate ungodly, evil will continue to happen.
There are no two ways about it.
So we owe God the responsibility in our general life as a nation, in our communities, in whatever we find ourselves, to dominate, but dominate righteously, godly, as Christian men. That's important. I'm saying this because our text says, first and foremost, the wider society. And then it comes down particularly to his immediate family. And that's when we'll come down and then we get up.
Every man here, you have a responsibility of providing for your family. Providing leadership, as we said yesterday. But how? Providing godly, honest, sincere leadership.
As we said yesterday, whether your parents arranged your marriage, or whether you made your choice yourself, or whether it was by accident.
A woman and they were by accident.
Aware? A woman and they were by accident. They can hear for a delivery, they will be a woman, they are a few loads, a woman, a bubble. A blessing? Or the middle of that? You owe God responsibility of loving that wife, ready to die, providing for her. There's no if or but. You must dominate, not by power, not by saying, don't you know, by providing 100%. By providing, no matter what, you love your wife. If you are a man here, if you've not loved your wife enough, that people outside are calling you a fool, then you are not, you've not started. Is someone listening to me? Ndi ogo, ndi umunne, ndi umunna, ndi church, ndi enyi, gahun dika onye ifere ifere. Ma ịhụtụbe nwaanyị n'anya ma ndị nwe nwaanyị n'onwe ma ndị enyi n'isi onye ke teme ya ọgwụ onye ke nwaanyị ga-adị ịdụ ma ịhụtụbe nwaanyị n'anya nye a ibidobe hụwa na ọtụ ya megbu ma ọ dụbere na ndị matmagwọda kevriwel ma ịhụtụbe nwaanyị n'anya na ndị ọdụ ndị ịhụtụ gara njide emere ahụ ibe mere n'otu na-eme m ga-ekpọwa onye ibere ibe ibidobe Ndị ka ọ dịrị anya. Onye dị nwaanyị ga-adị dị ya, nwaanyị ga-adị ekele ụlọ mgbe. Ma dominance gị dịbụ onye a ibidobeghị. But listen to me. You must love your wife to the point that people will think that you are stupid. But you must never love your wife to the point that she will call you stupid. Is that sinking well? You must love your wife enough that everybody around you may call you what? Stupid. But never love your wife enough that she will call you what? If your wife begins to call you stupid, stop and repent. That is not real love. You are not doing the will of God. You are no longer dominated. Show your wife every love. That you make others to think, name it wrong. But the one in the you make you go and believe it, my uncle. Let me go and let her. Or tell you make you go and make it here. No. Fulfilling your responsibility should not make you like you're stupid, because you're not stupid. Let me go and let her. Ni United States and yet Israel, we go to the end, you are more mad than Hamadi and I. You have that responsibility. Lavish as much love in wife as possible. Be ready to give your life for this woman. She deserves it. That people around may think you're stupid, but never you allow. Be ready to die in the face of your wife to make sure that she doesn't call you stupid. Never let that woman take you for a ride because you are living your godly responsibility. Never you allow that to happen. There must be a point. It says, loving you should not make me stupid. In her eyes. Others can call you stupid. That's fine. Take it. Glorify God for that. But never give the chance for that woman to treat you as if you're stupid. You stop as I'm not what? Because if you live with a woman stupidly, you go to hell. Because you are denying the faith by letting that woman ride you on your charge. Are you getting the two sides of the coin? That's the word of God, the Holy Spirit. And it's very important. Be ready to die for your family, but don't be ready to let your family kill you. There are two different things. Is someone listening to me? Never let your family kill you. You'll be offending God at that point. Be prepared to serve, sacrifice. go beyond everything
in providing, but not when they are demanding what you know you cannot do constantly. Do not be ready to be killed by your family. Be ready to die, sacrificing for
a man called Jesus. Do you know I have power over you? What did Jesus say?
You don't have power over me. Nobody is taking my life.
I'm the one doing what? Do what?
I am laying it down. Man, lay down your life for your wife. Don't let your wife take it, your life.
Be prepared to lay down your life for your wife,
but never allow the wife to do what? To take your life. That's not what God asks us. I hope we're understanding that. And that is key. And that's important.
You have a responsibility for your wife and children, but you began also with your extended family.
If the wife wants you to hate your parents as way of loving her, Baposo. Because you have a God-given responsibility for your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your nieces. Is that right? That's what the Bible tells you.
If loving your wife means hating your extended family, that is ungodly.
Baposo, don't go there. You'll be denying the faith when you do that.
If your wife has an issue with her own family, and she wouldn't want you to extend your love to her own family because she has issue with them,
reject. Don't go. Don't do that. That is not godly.
Only when it is extended,
even to your wife, your love also there.
Why? When it's good, you need to work your source right out. And I
don't buy into the idea of doing anything wrong to your in-law family because of your wife. God will hold you responsible. But that is the authority and dominion God has given you.
Provide
for your extended, for your immediate. Take care of your children.
Be the man.
Dominate.
What's the word? Dominate. Why would you say you must dominate
by the will and power and grace of God according to what God has given you to do?
Women are so wonderful.
We praise God, we've done that through the women. And now we are here for the men. Our duty is not to follow. Our duty is to lead. Our duty is to dominate.
As you said yesterday, be a husband and also a head
through your wife.
Be a husband,
but make sure you are a husband that is the head. Let there be no two heads in any home. Never allow that.
No matter what happens,
you are better dead than alive, and there are two heads in the home.
Stand your ground
as godly as the Lord has given you.
Provide leadership, provide care, provide love, provide material things,
as long as such provision will not lead you against the will of God. Mbukwa bine tawani, yemi losu yine, yege okumu. Onaniye mbuku. The mature one, how will our children get a chance to live?
She may come back one day and let you know somebody has offended her, and that person must be hated.
I'm gonna, why am I poor? For any reason, you need the special grace of God to deliver you from her hands. Now, I'm the one. You need the special grace of God. You know the things before they talk.
Are we
there? You know that already. The things before they talk.
So people of God, as a man, the peace is in your home, it's in your hand, not in your weapon. Only love on your own as a man can never be on your own in the home. The man, the woman, the structure, the everything that you've not accepted as enemy for yourself as a man, never let that person, that God, whatever it is, be enemy in your home. You must maintain the peace, the love in your home. Remember, consultation is right. Consultation is necessary. But whatever action you take out of consultation, you become responsible. Is that true? Is that true? And that's important. Let us know that God is looking upon every one of us every day. In our homes, especially among our children. Love your children. As I said, people can call you crazy, but again, with the word, never you make the children feel that you are a stupid man for the much of love you give them. Never allow that to happen. That would be denying the faith. You are going contrary to what God has signed you to do. The underlying factor is for you to know as a man, whatever goes wrong in your home, you are 100% responsible. As long as God is concerned. That's why you have to be careful. No excuse. In one of our conferences about a couple of years ago, we addressed when the man began to give excuse. Adam, what have you done? What did he say? That woman you gave me. Did that exempt him from the punishment? He did not. That's very important to you. Even though it was Eve who ate the fruit, God despised Adam very shortly. So never you think that you can get away because my wife did, my wife said, it's because of Nne now, and not about Nne now. Whatever you are going to do for Nne that will put you against what God has left you to do, say no and relax and offer to God. Any man who does not provide good leadership, sincerity, the right things to do, good discipline. We must learn to know how to discipline our wives and our children. If you don't discipline your wife, then she will leave you against the will and desire of God. And it happens every day. She will create enemies for you. She will threaten you to love people that probably you might need to share much with you. You might need to get, I mean, it is just unfortunately in the life we live today. Every day we see in the home this competition, this fight between husband and wife. Some are so pronounced, some are being cover, but it's there. Men of God, take your stand in your homes. Very lovingly, very cheerfully, very godly. Showing love undiminished your wife and children and extended family. People of God, if you're married here and your wife's families are there, maybe the mother, the father, or the brothers, or cousins, if they are there, please, even if it is not practically as I can see, in your heart, love them without any barrier at all. Let me tell you here, dear man, the love you extend to your wife's family creates a lot of good fruit for you in life. Is someone listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Very seriously. Check. Discover and know it's true. That's why you don't let bad things happen to you. Maybe anything not stop you from doing that. No matter what she does, show 100% love for your wife, somebody, whatever best you can do, do that. No matter what happens here. And of course, as I said before, never let your love and care for your own parents and brothers and sisters, never let it be affected by any love you have for anyone.
for that will destroy you before God. If someone listens to me, no matter what happens, stand your ground for the truth. Sometimes there is a need to lie down in the bed with the backs facing each other, not the fronts. Now sometimes when the need will arise, you will lie down in the bed with the backs and not the front, if that is what it takes to get things done right. That's very important. On one day, physically myself, it's not just about lying down with the back. Maybe with a foam, maybe with a pillow, the way in between. Because when I want to say my message, I say my message so clearly. But I don't fake. I tell you exactly how it is. Maybe with a pillow. Go for pillow last. Talk about the comma. Yes, that's what I do. The reason is because, open that, I can't do all these things and go to hell because of anybody. My name is Nuhu. Are you getting me? I am not prepared to go to hell because of anybody. Because in a kumpara, I just hope, love you, don't love you. Other guy, opposite brother, one of the things that you, that's my particular life. Find a way to stand your ground for what is right, for what is godly. Do not cave in as a man. Stand your ground fulfilling the duty that God has given you to fulfill. Then you stand before God and answer. Bend every opera, no matter how tall they are, bend them to where they were operating very seamlessly. When they go to him, they go. As a man, bend every opera. No matter how tall they are, keep bending them until they remain bent. Him, they go, they die. Keep bending the opera, and the opera remains what? Bent. Don't pretend submission. Demand and make sure you have it. In love, godly, providing, doing what you should do, and still demanding what should be done. For God will hold you accountable. You cannot walk outside and be a good man. Then what will take you to hell? It's so important. We pray that God will grant us the grace. Being the man, dominating what God has created, is not easy. Or we hate the came, or we hate the Agrobah women, or we hate the Amaram men, or we hate all of them, they could take them, or we hate you with the winner. Wine I love one so it is God that gave you that responsibility, asking to grant you the grace. People of God, being a man the way God wants you to be is one of the difficult things that any man can do. As I said, sometimes we are called to provide freely for people who literally challenge our God-given authority over them. But see, God says if you do what? Provide for them. That's not easy, but that's what you have to do. That's why it's important. While you are still providing, hold your ground. That submission be done. That you will rule the desire of everyone in that home. That's what God has asked you to do. Rule that desire in honesty, in sincerity, as godly as you can. Making sure that everybody bends to your godly way of doing things. Sometimes I hear, I don't know what to do. I'm the God who died in
there. Who is that no other way?
Because if God comes down from heaven to say, I want to take the head of this family now, why are you going to be able to do that? If the hammer of God comes to your home to say, I want to destroy the head of this family now,
why are you going to be able to do that?
Kasi lady first, of my lady and people, when you say the Lord. Why not get like this?
We must understand that God has given us a responsibility. And we must perform those duties to the glory of God with all might and strength that God has given us.
Provide for your family, provide stability, provide honesty. Never you in any day, at any time, bring the money and give money and run away without knowing what the money is used for. No, that's the responsibility.
It's not about donating money. You don't need to get it and give up.
No way. In my home, as open as I can be, as generous as I can be, anytime, any day, when I come back to the house, you better tell me where every grain of rice went to when I'm not there. Now, name the who. I'm not interested where they went or not, but I must know when they do what? When they leave the house. Name the who, name the when I am the food, my dominion, my rice, my cheese, my ano, my zindabolo, I have dominion over them.
But don't name to the other level, but I can't go to the my man. I'm the God, I need to know, because I am accountable, I am responsible. The responsibility God has given me, I need to know.
Because from the parlor to the bedroom to the kitchen to the bathroom is under my dominance.
Let no one tell you this is the kitchen now. Oh, really? What is kitchen?
God does not take away kitchen away from the leadership of the man.
Tell me what you want to do.
Have my permission to do it. It is right. But don't do as many as you've done. We have a trouble.
Make sure that you are in charge to the glory of God. Because, as I said, if it goes wrong, everybody else will disappear. You will stand alone before God. It's not about power and authority.
It's about being the man that God has asked us to be. I want to challenge every man here. Be ready to die for your family. But never be ready to be killed. By who? By your family.
Be ready to make sure that everybody in the home receives their honor and respect.
But never let doing that put you against the will of God for your life. For when it is all said and done, it is from your hands that God has.
Remember,
you are the one created by God. The woman was formed from you to fulfill your own desires that will help you to fulfill the will of God.
No matter what society tells us, that is the garcia of our creation. Until somebody tells us how else we came to the world, if not by God, and prove it and we see what the word of God says remains the truth.
We are created to dominate men, dominate in righteousness. Dominate sincerely, dominate in truth, dominate standing for what is right.
Bend every Iroko uproar to your level and block everything very confidently.
Do not look for a stool to stand on to block any uproar in your home.
Noriyamburu.
For you are responsible under God.
do whatever it takes
to make sure that you do not betray what God has given you to do.
Man, our world is what it is today. Our culture is what it is today. Abba is what it is today. Now, what it is today. Because men have refused to die standing for what is right in our homes. We're getting cultural nonsense from outside the world. People that don't even have a good life and culture, because they have economic well-being, we copy every nonsense from them. And this is what in America, I'm very worried. I'm in nonsense. I'm in where there are no families. I'm in where marriages are breaking in thousands every day. I'm in where men are killing their wives because of trouble. I'm in where men, women are killing their husbands to stay alone. I'm in where if you have 20 accidents in a day, 18 involves women who are single mothers, who have no wife. Who have no husband. Read the news. See what is happening. I'm in what? I'm in the world. What is happening? I don't know. And this is new what? The rule of God from the one remains the rule of God till today. Nothing changes. And I told us yesterday, if a man reads the news, if a man wants to kill his wife, which happens every day, every minute, the African man may beat the wife. What can make a single wine? That week, all the interior, that was all the interior. That's all I am going. Yeah, what I got and cool. Yeah, what I got, but just all over the place. I did some pictures. I did my video. Yeah, guy, here we are going. Here, my bed door. Yeah, by here, put here. Yeah, this is handle. I believe I can't be happy with the woman. Will you know the mobile? In the lawyer, but I'll buy a wire. Money, how can I get that? But no, he couldn't have done that. They went to Cancun the other day. Oh, he bought her the new vehicle. Oh, he will take it, yes. To cover up, yeah, to go in 2004, more than 20 Nigerians killed their wives in the US. One is in Pennsylvania, Bamo to Atlanta, Georgia. But you know what I can why? Only Nigerian didn't have to for a long time. But which I have got away in them for three, four police. I have killed the woman that destroyed my life. You could know just what I come from. Now with the body here, whatever you do, who put the woman in? But you know what? Over can you have the money? You can take a lot of both of them. And I feel a lot of people want to take a The point I'm making is, stand your ground as a man. Provide the leadership needed. Never you give room for anybody to lead you to miss what God has called you to do. Remember, at the end of the day, you will be responsible. Be ready to die, providing sincerity. Providing honesty, providing good leadership, providing love, making sure your family lacks nothing that you can provide. But never let that put you in disagreement with the will of God upon your life. For doing so, you will be denying the faith. Let us pray.